Philippians 4:13 tells us, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It's time to ask yourself, what do I really believe God can accomplish with my life? What do I really believe that God wants to accomplish with my life? How has it been going with me in years gone by? We are about to face a brand new year. Tomorrow, we will indeed enter into a new year. And in January, we will begin our lives with a new president. I'm hoping that he will allow God to use him for the betterment of the whole world. Next year is a time to try to feel optimistic. People hope that the new year will be better than the old one. Maybe it will be. Maybe not. It may be good for some, but bad for others. Who knows but God? We think of the great chapter about time in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. To everything, there is a time and a season. Trying to figure out the meaning of life is meaningless without God. I don't know what you have experienced this year and how you view 2024. For some people, this has been a blessing because they still have their jobs and get job promotions, and everybody in the family is healthy. For some others, the year 2024 is just like other years. Good things happen, and there are challenges that they had to face. For some people, this year may have been a complex and challenging year for them because they faced serious health, family, or relationships problems, because they lost their jobs, their homes, loved ones. But as we leave this year, I encourage you to do what David did. Praise God and give him the glory. Psalms 103 admonishes me to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all my iniquities? Who heals all of my diseases? Who redeemed my life from destruction? Who crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies? If we look at David's life, we find how that sometimes he was at the peak of success, like when he defeated Goliath and was later chosen to be king of Israel. But there were times when he was afraid, frustrated, miserable, like when King Saul was hunting him down and wanted to kill him, even though he had done nothing wrong, or when he fell into severe sin of adultery, which caused some terrible consequences in David's life, or when Absalom tried to kill him. Can you imagine how you would feel if your son tried to kill you? God is all-knowing, not just of current happenings, but all future happenings as well. God is also all-powerful and can bring whatsoever he wills to pass. We are praying that God will help you see and experience something spiritual, like a revelation from the Holy Spirit, a miracle, a biblical truth, a life-changing encounter with God, or a breakthrough. Our prayers is that you would see and seek something from the Lord that you have never seen before. I don't know what will happen next year, but with faith, we can believe God's grace is sufficient for us. He will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. He will never leave nor forsake us, because he is God, Emmanuel. Therefore, we can say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We pray that this coming year, that you would go deeper into the Scripture, have a closer relationship with God, and that you be more alive in 25.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.